Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Very interesting topic, John.
It's amazing.
It's
real-world
stuff that people have to know about.
And Mary Beth just shared a story with us before we went into the break, and now Jackie's going to share a story. But I just want to back up again and hope I'm saying this right. This is the Adult Daycare Council that
adult
we're talking
day
about.
Health care.
Adult Day
Healthcare.
Healthcare.
ADHCC.
As you've been listening to it, it really is. I didn't know about it, I'm being honest. It's a wonderful opportunity because it gives breathing room to the family. At the break, just before we go back to Jackie, Mary Beth, what's the Medicaid rate?
The Medicaid rate is 184.
That's tremendous.
Which really is for programming and transportation. Total package, 184.
You know, so somebody who's, and that's, you know, somebody who's involved with Medicaid, has their spouse on Medicaid, or their mother, whatever it's going to be, that's tremendous. And I don't know what private pay is, which is fine. But normally, like in a nursing home, in an assisted living, Medicare is half the price. You go Medicare, Medicaid, Medicaid, Medicare,
no Medicaid.
Private pay.
In a nursing home?
They won't pay, Medicare will not pay adult day health care. That they don't. Medicare. Not Medicaid.
Yeah. Medicaid doesn't
pay.
But no Medicare
for this level of care.
Oh, they don't?
No.
I thought they paid for the first 100 days.
No, in a nursing home.
Rehab.
Oh, but they
won't
do this.
That's rehab,
okay.
But they won't do this.
They won't do this. Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. That's what the killer is, in my opinion.
I thought they did 100 days, and then you have to figure out what you want to do. Okay.
No, but now that you said that, I was going to tell a story about one of our patients that was in our rehab facility.
Okay.
Huntington Hills has...
I did that to set you up, Jackie. You know that.
Yeah, we planned this.
100%.
We rehearsed.
I know when I said, what are we going to do?
We rehearsed for 2 hours before.
We do have a rehab facility, and with this particular person, when they left, he was rather young, and his wife did work, and he did have a stroke.
Yeah.
And his wife was besides herself. She didn't want somebody in the house. She didn't want to leave him home all day. And she knew she had the responsibility, and she was thrilled to hear about our daycare. And the fabulous thing was there was no break in his care because he was still getting his speech, he was still getting his physical therapy, and he was able to continue all the care he had been receiving and kept up all of his strengths and had relationships already with therapists, made relationships with the patients. And he went home every night and we kept the whole family quite happy.
Wow. Actually, you brought up something I didn't think of.
Yes.
There's no age requirement. I'm thinking this is for seniors.
No.
So
21 and older.
Wow. I didn't think of that. You have a 40-year-old guy that has a stroke. He could be involved in this and his
traumatic
wife could go to work.
Right. Right.
Yes.
I have two things, all right?
Go ahead.
One, and maybe we'll hit them. One is each one of these facilities is also a rehab facility. Number one, and number two, before I forget about it, is if you get to a point where it's kind of debatable about whether I should be going home at night or not. You know,
Probably.
You know, if I get to the next plateau, if you will, what happens?
That's a very good point.
It is.
Because 25 years ago, some very smart women decided this was an unmet need in Long Island, and they formed these programs, and then it carried over to all of New York State. Any significant change that we notice, we are required to call a caregiver.
Okay.
If during toileting we notice a rash, during the showers we notice a lump on the breast, in giving you lunch, we notice that you're not able to finish lunch. We notice a weight loss. We notice a weight gain. We are required to call a caregiver, set up a meeting, and say, this is a significant change. We think maybe you need a nursing home. We think maybe you need to privately pay for 24 hours care.
Right, which would not be at your facility. That would be
up to the caregiver to decide.
Do you have links to other places? In other words, from if you've been resident, if you will, in one of your facilities for the last couple of years, and now all of a sudden you notice that this person really is a little bit past that now. We see some issues.
Then we would say to the caregiver, Sally Q, at this point, this is a list of facilities. You can choose where you want to place the resident.
Right. Okay.
And if our facilities have beds available, we will say you have to get a PRI filled out, and it has to be assessed by the admissions department in our facility. We can't promise we're going to have a bed,
right,
but it's definitely an option.
Just PRI?
Yeah, what's PRI?
A patient review instrument.
Okay.
It's done by a nurse, and
okay. They
evaluate.
Oh, okay, to see if the person should be or shouldn't be.
Correct.
Okay.
But because our staff at all of these 16 places at Cold Spring Hills, my staff is only my staff. I do my payroll for my staff.
Right, right, right.
It's credentialing for my staff. They don't work in the nursing home. So it's the same women and men every single day. So they know my people very well. As soon as they get off the van, they know who's having a good day, who's having a bad day.
Each one of these facilities, the 16, are all independently owned and operated.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
But they're in unison with this council.
To try to advocate.
Real world is, it's not always perfect, I'm sure. That's the way it works.
I agree with you.
It's a good effort at trying to make it the best you can for people.
And trying to get the word out that there's an alternative to home care.
Right.
Right. This is right in the middle.
That's right.
There's alternative. There are always choices.
I'm more than willing to take care of my husband, my wife, mother, whatever it is, in the evening when I'm home. But I have to go to work. And maybe on Saturdays, like, guess what? If I have grandkids, I'd like to see my grandkids.
Sure.
And I can't do it if he's in bed or she's in bed.
Or if you're the person you're caring for is not a morning person, and that you can't get them up and dressed and get breakfast and toileted by 7:30 a.m., we have an afternoon program from 2:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Oh, wow.
So they could be afternoon people and still get this benefit.
Right, 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 right. Well, no, I think the benefit part of it is everybody, I'm sure Otto has, but I've talked to different people and,
I actually had experience with my mother a number of years ago.
Oh, okay.
Who lived with me, and we would bring her to, I didn't bring her, we had, it was LIJ had this facility over there that she would go to, which you're describing is very much what that was. And then I think it's Abilities had something back then. I'm talking about 20-some-odd years ago. It was great because my wife and I were both working.
Right, right, right.
And my mother did not have Alzheimer's, but she had some physical problems. She had had a stroke, and, her mind was still pretty good. So we had her go to that program where they picked her up in a van and whatnot. So it really is a great option.
And you know what? Yeah, I'm sorry.
But this sounds like it's more jointly organized.
Right. It just gives them also, in my mind, a sense of belonging.
Oh, absolutely.
Because after a while, I'm going to make friends with Otto or somebody or Jackie.
Sure.
And it's all of a sudden,
someone's paying attention to you.
I miss Jackie today. And you say, well, Jackie, the family took Jackie away this week.
And that does happen. And they build wonderful relationships. And we encourage them. We can't give them someone's phone number. But if they ask someone themselves or we get permission from a family, some of them talk to each other when they're home. You know, we have strict regulations.
That makes
sense.
You can't give our phone numbers. I understand that. But you can ask the family member.
We don't want people to go to the hospital. We don't want that. So whatever we can do to notice weight gain, weight loss, blood sugars going up, blood sugars going down.
You take blood and stuff?
Oh, yeah, we do everything.
Okay,
and
okay.
We contact their community physician. So the physician also gets the result. If he ordered us to do the blood work, we send him those results. And so the physician is also involved in our care. And we have a medical director who, if there's something we're questioning, we would have them look at it, who would then call the physician. If somebody comes in and they're not feeling well for the day, we have an option. We don't always do it, but we do have an option if somebody's really sick to call a staff member and see them if we can't get them home or to a hospital. But we prevent hospitalizations because we catch everything early.
One of the highlights I remember with my mother is they had a dance in wheelchairs.
We do that.
My mother used to love to dance when she was younger. Uh-huh. Dance in wheelchairs.
A dance in wheelchairs.
So people will... wheeling around, dancing in the wheelchair.
Okay, okay.
And I went, you know, to a couple of days. I went and just to look and see. And they were doing this dance in a wheelchair. My mother was having a great time.
That's the point.
Yeah.
You know, that
sometimes
is the
you
point.
Get caught looking at this, but really, unfortunately, as a person ages, it almost goes back to being a child. And a five-year-old is having fun, and you're enjoying looking at the five-year-old wiggle his backside in some little thing. But you don't look at it the same way when an 85-year-old does it. It's the same thing. They're happy. They're enjoying themselves.
We have people that get up and they just move their feet. We do have live entertainment that comes in.
Okay.
So they're able to move their feet and dance with the music. We take them on trips. They go on
every
outings.
Every Friday.
Oh, really?
Nice. Go on community outings every Friday.
You want to treat them with the respect they deserve, you know, with aging. Just because they're ill doesn't mean they're not the same person and have the same, you know, wants and desires, and we all love what we do, I must say.
That's a really interesting thing. I think one of the things that I think about as you get older is all of a sudden you're like a non-entity. You know, it's like you didn't exist.
right.
Because you're just sitting there dribbling or whatever you're doing, and the facts are that you were a big entity at one point, and I think it might be
and you still can contribute.
Yeah, but you can't. I think the biggest problem that I see for people, and it could be any me or whoever, is that you can receive information, but you can't necessarily get it back out again. And, you know, I think that restricts you
right
in terms of being able to communicate with somebody, even though maybe you still have it up here, but you can't get it out.
That's true. It's a good point.
I think it's probably very frustrating.
Well, we get a lot of information from their families.
Right.
So we use that information.
You're starting off ahead of
the game. I remember having a banker attend my program, and he would come with his briefcase every day.
Okay.
And, you know, we would respect that. Yeah. Okay, would you like to work over? You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
What are you going to fight with him?
I agree.
Yeah. I have a businessman who.
We're out of time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, ladies, you're going to have to come back. Call Mary Beth, 516-622-7770. And
I will get you in touch.
You could call me as well.
Absolutely.
I'm Jackie Balch at Huntington Hills Adult Day Healthcare. My number is 631-439-3086.
We've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.